Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to Monsters Radio. Wet, wet Wednesdays, when we play only the sexy music. It's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. Get in. So go ahead, kick back, relax a little bit. I'm hoping y'all can feel us tonight. Yeah. So we gonna play some music to help y'all shake your ass. Then we gonna play some more music to help you shake your ass. So go ahead, get you some Moscato, a lover, roll one, and put it in the bud. Monsters Radio, Wet Wet Wednesday. Ooh wee.
Yeah, Wet Wet Wednesdays. You know how we started out. Mm-hmm. With some music. We're going to open up the lines in a little bit. This is Bobby V. Lights Down Low.
Make love. Oh, baby. I want to make love. 3 months, 2 weeks, 5 days. Phone calls, emails, and the games. We've been playing with each other. Baby, won't you come over to my place? I'm sending you a first class ticket to a 3-day love affair. Rose petals and bubble baths. We can do it, girl, any way you like it. But you know I got to have it. On your thighs, make it past the kitchen. It's one that I've been missing. Let's enjoy this ride. Nights are long and my days are cold, cause I don't have you. How can I be so damn demanding? I know you said that it's over now, but I can't let go. Every day I wanna pick up the phone and tell you that you're everything I need and more. If only I could find you.
Time to go somewhere after.
Yeah. You miss playing tricks on me, cause you fade away. Maybe I'm just hallucinating, but my loneliness got the best of me, and my heart's so weak.
Every day I wanna pick up the phone.
Can y'all tell me who that was? So, all right, check it out. You know, I usually like to let it run until the music goes down so, you know, we can hear that macaroni sound. And, fellas, that's how you know you're doing it right. When between the songs, when it goes quiet, if you can hear that macaroni sound, you're doing it right, player. I'm just saying, it's Wet, Wet Wednesday. Not all slow, but definitely sexy. We started out in a splash mix. So, what's good, Miss Unbelievable? How you feeling tonight? Hello.
Hey, hey. I'm feeling monstrous, awesome, and yeah, all that, and some,
nope.
And more.
Okay. So we're going to have a sexy show for them tonight, especially if I can get some of this background music going. But let's see. We got our monstrous radio weather report. Let's see if it's beautiful outside today. Because, you know, it's a little chilly everywhere, that cuddle weather. Let's see if it's beautiful outside. What's the weather like?
All right, the weather. Woo! Well, in Minneapolis, we're sitting at 54 degrees. London's night, 52. Paris night, 59. Atlanta is 68. New York is 53. Dallas is 56 with rain. San Juan is 82. Phoenix is 83. Los Angeles is 77. And Kansas City is 61. So around the world, little bumpy, little nice, little dry, but you can make it wet.
Right. Might be a little bumpy, but you can grind it out. Get in. I'm just saying. So let me see. What's some things that we got? I know we got, no, we don't do entertainment news tonight, do we? No, it's all sexiness
we
tonight.
Don't.
And sometimes some entertainers be fucking it up. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I agree.
So what's some of the sexy conversation that we're going to talk about tonight?
Well, I put out there a question. And, because, you know, I got questions. I want to know, the best sex came from A, someone older than you, B, the same age, or C, someone younger. The best sex you've ever had. Think about all your life. Same age, older, or younger. And then tell me why.
She said, and then tell why. Okay. See, that just smashed my whole little topic. My whole little sex, my topic don't even sound sexy no more. You dig? That's a good one. That's a good one. That's the one, that's the lead one we gonna run with tonight, because my little comment was sober sex or drunken sex. I'm just saying, that's what mine was, but mine ain't got nothing on you. So, yeah.
Ooh,
I think we're
like
gonna have to run with
too.
What you got. Okay.
And people, tell us why. Tell us why.
Okay. Some of y'all gonna have some snapback moments trying to think up something. I'm just saying, get into the groove. So let me see. What else do I got for y'all? Let me see. Matter of fact, let me get into some upcoming artists. Matter of fact, from here, from the Twin Cities, let me get into this guy right here. This song is called Can't Wait. I think we got two tracks that we're playing. I think we're doubling up tonight. After the double up, then we're going to come back, open up the lines, and then we're going to get into our conversation and see what you got going on. Check it out. This is Just Will. It's called Can't Wait, an artist from the Twin Cities. Check it out on a Wet, Wet Wednesday. Ooh-wee music.
Ooh-wee. Hit us up, 424-243-9649. And press any finger that wiggles and jiggles. And you know what, y'all? We.
Wet Wednesday.
I know it's early in the morning, but your body's got me yearning. I can tell by the way that you're wanting. So baby girl, sit off that fronting, yeah. Sit back and shorty, ease your mind, as I take you on a ride. Well, I can tell you a natural high. You can tell that I'm known to hit it right. So what would you do if I were a star when you ain't gone? Creep up to the thigh, to the point that you wanna let go. For me, you're gonna give it up, just like Rocking, I'm gonna want to serve you up tonight. town tonight. Wanna go up, and around we go. What do you want to do? How about we play a game? Let's see who can beat who to the next room. Ooh, I see you dripping wet. I see you drip off your breath. Speak to yourself and what you said. Now I got plans to put my hands in places just to see what your face was making. I heard you up for the taking. Have you ever been with the Jamaican? In the back of the room is where I take you. Dance a little bit, get the basics. I cannot wait to get inside. I cannot wait to do all the things that lovers do. I cannot wait. I wanna go up down tonight. I wanna go up down tonight. I wanna go up.
See, if I don't hit that macaroni, you ain't doing it right, player. We're coming back now for Wet Wednesday, and we're going to get into one of our topics. So, we're supposed to double it up, ain't we? Look, I'm bullshitting.
You were supposed to double it up, but, yeah. What you going to do?
I'm over
here
busting
up. Prematurely. You know, what's up? What's up? You busting too fast and you ain't ready yet? You slow coming. I'm going to need you to get with it and hop on it. Jump on it.
All right. I'm going to get it together. Let's see. Let me see. Who do I got over here that I can play?
Oh, and then we
got
to go search for stuff. Please let it be a vibrator moment.
That's how you feel? Okay. Shantae Moore. It's getting cold outside.
Yeah.
Cover me in snow. Or is that a metaphor?
Hello.
You like me shine.
Beat it up, beat it down.
Light show holiday season. Get in the gift and share that you got a reason. You can surprise me, baby, no peeking. On and hide a little while I'm sleeping. Wanna get up, I wanna see all that you have. You told me that you won't put me on the rug. So, show me.
Cover me in snow.
Baby, this Christmas.
Yeah. Wet Wednesday. New groove music. A great spot to find those new hot tracks to play with your lady. A lady you can play for your man. Help set that groove right. You dig? Because ain't no loving like loving when you're listening to a good ass motherfucking groove. So, all right, Miss Unbelievable, let's bring it back. Let's get into your topic. Seeing that I jumped a little prematurely, but I done got myself together now. I'm holding it, clenching it. Oh! So, all right, let's remind the people again. Remind the people again what we're going to talk about.
The best sex you ever had came from A, someone older than you, B, someone the same age, or C, someone younger than you.
So that's what the question is. Questions is. So you can call us up or you can leave us a comment on our Monstars page on Facebook. That's the regular T-H-E, Monstars, M-O-N-S-T-A-R-Z. And we'll read your comments on the air if you're a little bashful. So do we want to go first or do we want to check with the caller?
I think we should check with the caller.
Check with the caller first. All right, okay. I'm
yes.
opening it up. I'm going to call them out. They're going to say who they are, and then you take it from there, okay?
Okay.
All right, check it out. 912-334. Who does Miss Unbelievable got on the phone tonight? Hello. Wait, what is that?
Yo, what up, man? It's Daddy, bro. What's up?
Wait, you ready? I said, are you ready?
I'm always
you
ready. I ain't scared of nothing.
Oh,
what's
snap, you ain't premature like DJ Monster was right there.
Sometimes. I'm not perfect. Sometimes it can get like that. It's all right, though.
I'm going to need y'all not to be like that hill. Okay, so here's the question of the night. The best sex you've ever had came from A, someone older than you, B, someone the same age, or C, someone younger than you.
Okay, first of all, though, you got to realize who the fuck you're talking to, which is me. So I haven't had the best sex ever yet, because that's going to happen when I get married to a woman that loves me all the way from the forehead to the toenails. But the best sex that I've had thus far in my short little 25 years of goddamn living, and I ain't had that much pussy in 25 years because I look very mean in the face, and bitches think I'm going to punch them because I have a history of that, because I don't like fake bitches. I like real women. So my whole shit has been kind of weird, but the sex that I've had thus far, though, the best kinds pretty much came from chicks around my own age because they can match my energy, though. Like, if I'm dealing with a woman that's in her, like, 45 years old, and I'm a big dude, I'm 6'1", I'm 270 pounds, I can hurt somebody, especially if I'm drunk, though. That shit'll get very serious. I'm a strong dude. It could get very real in there very fast, and I don't want to hurt anybody. I'm never going to hurt somebody on purpose, but I have had incidences where, you know, they'll tell me that I'm hurting them, or I need to let up or getting too aggressive and shit like that. Like, I don't mean to do it. I'm just a big dude, you know what I'm saying, though? So I have a lot of pressure. So, and if I do happen to goddamn apply that shit, sometimes it can get kind of weird. So my experience has probably ain't been like everybody else's, though. I'm a very big dude, and when I apply that pressure to you, it's going to hurt sometimes. Some women actually do like that, but a lot of them, they not ready as much shit as they talk on the web, and when you talk to them on the phone and shit, they talk hella damn shit, but then when you lay that big pressure on them, it's a wrap, man. They break down like little babies, and they don't know what's going on. They beg, you know what I'm saying? They talk a lot of shit, but when it comes to that pressure, they just, you know, that's one thing that I have learned in my short 25 years of living, is that you could talk all the shit you want, but then when that pressure get behind you, you're going to fold like a paper plate. That's facts.
Good.
Fair enough.
I guess you threw it all up. Confusing, she follows up with a why, but hey, you already put it down. You did.
You did the why. Yes.
It's the pressure.
I'm not paying attention.
The pressure. But see, I don't want to get it twisted, though. A lot of dudes say that type of shit that I'm saying right now. because it's just the thing to do, whatever. It makes you seem kind of, I guess, cool, because it'd be the uncool shit for me to tell you that, oh, my God, a woman is, I'm submissive to a woman in the bed. That would be the shit that's not cool to say. So a lot of dudes will say the shit that I'm saying, but they don't necessarily mean it. They'll kind of let the woman lead, or they'll just do a missionary the whole time until they bust a nut in 10 minutes. But me, though, I'm actually literally telling you the goddamn truth about shit. Like, and I'm not no sexual deviant, no freak, nothing like that. I'm just a big dude, and I have a lot of – I take my frustration out in the lane of vagina so that when I do get it, I can't help it some damn times. I got problems. Like, and sometimes that shit just happens to manifest what I'm fucking, and it could get real. And I've had – I'm just surprised I ain't been sued yet, though, literally, because – I can't even get into this with y'all, bro. Like, y'all want to do Wet Wet Wednesday, but I'm trying to take this shit to, like, the next plane and shit, bro. I can't do that, bro. Like, when my frustration come out in that shit, bro, it's crazy, bro. Like, I'm surprised I ain't been locked up behind that shit yet or sued for some kind of harassment shit. It get real. I get very aggressive.
So what you're saying is you just beat the shit up and leave it like that and it's like, okay. We don't went to battle.
I ain't gonna say I beat it up. I ain't gonna say that. I don't want to act like I'm cocky or no shit like that. But I mean, when I take out if my frustration come out when I'm fucking you, you're gonna get hurt. And the fact of the matter is, I don't have no emotional attachment to you when I'm done, because I'm not gonna marry you though. I mean, like I said, I'm only talking about experiences I've had thus far. The best sex of my life ain't came. I'm not married yet. It haven't come yet. But just thus far though, I have no emotional attachment to any women. So that when I do this shit, you got to go to the house. Or if I'm at your house, I'm going to get in the car and I'm going to go get some McDonald's, and I'm coming to the house, I'm going to go to sleep after I eat. And then I'm going to just wake up, shower, and go about my day. This is what I do. And I don't even get pussy like that because of this. My pussy level is low. It's just low. I don't know why the hell that is. I guess because I ain't looking for it like that. I'm the type of motherfucker that the shit come to me, I'm going to do what I got to do. If it don't, hey, man, I'm going to drank a pint tonight and everything, I'm going to still go to sleep the same way. It's all good. I've never stressed my life and circled my life around no damn pussy, because women don't run me. That's one thing I'm going to get clear right now. Pussy don't run nothing over here. You know what I'm talking about? This dick I got run everything over here. There ain't no pussy running this. So I don't go behind it chasing like a little dog with a tongue out. I don't do all that. But when I get it, though, sometimes a woman will have me hollering, though. I ain't gonna lie, bro. I done been the one hollering before. Yeah. I done been the one making all the noises. The bitch was quiet. I was in that bitch hollering. I done had them situations where I was the motherfucker hollering, because my nuts are sensitive. Anything go around them nuts, boy, it's a wrap. Boy, don't touch them. Don't do that. Boy, don't do that. Them nuts off limits. If you want me to go long, no. Boy, don't fuck with them nuts. Leave them alone. I'm a white dude too, but don't tell them that. Well, I'm like, oh, weird. Don't do that. Don't do that. You gotta relax. Nothing's off limits, goddammit.
What, you be clenching up
alone,
like a little bitch? Like, oh, no, not the nut.
No,
how
I'm gonna tell you what's gonna
me?
Happen though. I'm gonna tell you what's gonna happen though. When a bitch starts fucking with them goddamn nuts, it's gonna cause a climax, and then I'm gonna bust my shit off. And I'm going to roll the fuck over, grab a cigarette, I'm going to light that bitch up. I'm going to wipe my shit off, and I'm going to tell this bitch, all right, take a shower and go to the house, and I'm going to call you tomorrow. Probably won't. That's how that whole situation is going to go with me. I done it before. Ask my partners around me. I done did it before. I've done it in their face. My partners had bitches over at my damn house. I made this bitch stain up my whole goddamn couch. Had to throw the fucking couch out. That's my mama. She'll tell you that shit. She can help me move. The whole goddamn couch had to get thrown out. The bitch made a fucking mess on it. I ain't laying no towels down, none of that shit, though. And the bitch had to go to the house. I drove him home immediately. No, you're not staying over there. I did my shit. You got to go. A lot of dudes talk that shit, but when they bust that nut, they turn into little bitches, and they want to love a hoe for like an hour all night. I don't do that. Once I bust a nut, I'm back to regular state of mind, and I can go about my day, and you can just go to the Huddle House, whatever you want to do. Matter of fact, you can go fuck the neighbor. I don't much care. Just don't. You don't have to stay here with me, because this is going
to
be awkward.
It's time for you to go.
What the fuck we got in common? Yeah, what are we going to talk about? Most of the bitches I'm fucking have no intellectual shit properties about them at all, though. They just want to fuck something. They want to fuck dirty. That's all. They have no intellectual understanding of me. None of, they don't know me. Nothing. They just there to fuck something and drink my liquor. So after that shit, go fuck the neighbor or something. Just get out my hair so I can go back to my own shit and watch my Martin show the night before I go to sleep for work in the morning. I want to watch Martin first, drink a little filth, and then go to bed. That's what I want to do. So after the fucking thing, you know, you got to relax with me. Anyway, I'm talking too much now. Somebody
got to
say something. You got to relax. You know what I mean?
You got to relax.
Relax.
Oh, shit. Okay. So what about you, Miss Unbelievable? And I definitely want to come back and talk about this thing when he talked about the pressure. You know what I mean? Because, hey, we talk about sex here on the show. So, you know, I want to go back and get back talking about this pressure. But for now, why don't you tell us, I mean, which was it for you? A, look, I'm going to mess it all up. Was it somebody younger than you? Was it B, somebody the same age as you? Or C, somebody older than you? Did I screw that up?
No, you got it.
Okay, so.
Shut up.
It was someone younger than me.
Okay.
Go figure.
But not that much younger than me. And he just, I mean, just knew how to lay it down. I mean, he just found every spot and just hit it real good. And, I mean, we was fucking, and, I mean, it was great. And he was throwing me all around the bed and up and down, and then I sent his ass home. I mean, that's it.
You got to relax.
Oh, okay.
I got to what?
You got to relax. You can't
do
that. No,
shit.
You can't do
this
that.
This is my motherfucking house.
You gotta relax.
To go. Thank you for
why
you did.
Why you fucking with beta males?
Gotta go.
Why you fucking with beta males like that? What are you doing with? Why you fucking beta males? You should be fucking alphas out here. What you doing? No, if you can send a motherfucker home,
stuff.
You fucking a beta male, first off. If you can control a man like that, you fucking with a beta,
gotta
baby.
Gotta go.
What you doing?
Gotta go. No. He gotta go. That was just who I am.
You just fucking with a beta male with a big dick. That's about all that is right there.
Nah, he knew what the no. He knew
he
what
damn
I
damn
sure
didn't know how to keep
I
your
left
ass.
It at
you
that.
Home
I left it at that. I was honest. See, this is what one thing about me. I'm honest. Okay, this is what I want.
I
this is what
you.
You're gonna do, and this is how you're gonna go after we're done.
You dominate these
so
dudes like
there's
that?
Gonna be.
Oh my god.
Yeah, there's not gonna be any you know mix up or no you know pillow talk or none of that. Thank you. Grab your shoes. Grab your pants. Don't leave shit.
You act like you swinging a dick in the room.
If you leave it, then
Jesus.
I'm throwing it out the window, and it, you know, and I'll call you and I want you to come through. You know, I mean, that's just what it is. That's just. What
oh
it
my
was.
God,
Iman,
what you think about that, brother? What's on your mind
that's
about
just
that,
what
brother?
It was.
What's on your mind about that? This woman act like she swung the dick in the room. What you got about that, Iman?
All I can say after all she said, don't leave nothing. I thought I can wait though.
Because you can't call me because that's that call. That's that call. Did I leave this? No, I told you don't call me. See, you're not following the expectations. Don't call me.
Lord have
I'll
mercy,
call you.
God.
Hey, all I'm going to say is.
That's cold.
A bully with a coochie. That's
all I'm a bully with a coochie.
Bully with some coochie.
That's right, but this coochie you will keep coming back to.
Hey, are you a transvestite?
Absolutely. Unbelievable.
Are you a transvestite, though?
Hell to the nah. I'm all woman.
So you don't have
every
a dick.
Bit. Nah.
But the men you
but
fuck with have a vagina.
My game is good. Nah. I just know
I'm
what
confused.
I want. I don't play games. I just don't play games.
Okay.
I just don't play games. Like, so.
Okay, but you ain't fucked with an alpha male yet because you were able to send these men to. You control these men. You ain't fucked with an alpha yet in the bedroom. You fucking with beta males that have long dicks.
I have alpha men in the bed.
No,
and
I ain't
know,
talking about males
back.
With six packs and big dicks. I'm talking about an actual alpha male.
We said the best sex ever. We didn't say my relationships when I step back and allow that man to take control. We said the best sex ever. That was
and that came from a beta man?
The best sex ever. It came from a man that I decided to come through, go home.
Right.
Now, we
right.
ain't talking about,
okay.
you know, a
right.
alpha man, and I'm going to lay back and I'm going to be like, nah, you know,
right.
I know my place. I know what I want. I know when I want it,
mm-hmm.
how I want it, all
right.
that. But I know when I'm in
okay.
an alpha relationship, I
all right. I'm
going to
leave you
because,
alone.
Yeah,
this,
if
I'm
you don't,
you, alone,
you ain't
going to
get
where
that good dick from that alpha man.
No, no, I ain't going to fuck this show up for you, monster, though. I got respect for it. I'm going to leave that shit alone. But you can do that. That's a whole other show right there. No, that's a whole other show. I'm finna go
Absolutely.
Too deep for you. You're going to be stuck up. I got to relax.
You don't know me then. You don't know me. Go ahead, E. You don't know me then, bruh. You're right. That's right. You don't. We're getting to know each other right now.
Yes, ma'am.
On Wet Wednesday.
That's
what
right.
about you, E? Monster?
Let's
he
see.
Got
we'll
Monster
get
in his name. You already
right
know where
this,
he at
though.
With it. This is an OG here. He don't fuck around.
Well, I have to say, as I think back upon my, you know, whatever. I'm gonna be honest. I have to say, I would have to say, older than me. Yep. I would have
Shut
to
up.
Say older than me. Yeah, I would have to say older than me. Cause
do you
like,
mind saying the age range?
I think at the time, I think I had to be like maybe 26, 27. I think she might have been like 36, 37, somewhere in there.
Oh, shout out.
Yeah,
that sounds good. Yeah.
But yeah, she just showed me. I thought I was finna come in and be boss dong. You dig? But hell to the motherfucking no. Chased my motherfucking ass up the wall. Showed me a couple things.
Oh Lord. Oh Lord.
This is how you breathe. Breathe, motherfucker. This is how you breathe. Okay. Ooh. All right. Yeah.
This bitch say you gotta breathe.
Yeah, you gotta breathe. This is how you breathe, baby.
Oh,
okay. Oh, Bruce. This how we do? Okay. Oh, Bruce. everybody else behind that. You know, I was just wrecking balling after that.
Damn.
But yeah. I'm not going to stunt. Yes. Yes. Okay, bro. Listen. It was like this.
Jesus.
It was like this because it freaked. Okay, now it already feel good. Hey, nationalities don't matter. But if you guys, if you've been there, you already know what I'm saying. As soon as I say this, she was Puerto Rican. If anybody knows, you already
shout
know,
out.
People, oh shit. She did this thing, bro. She would ride me, and she would like scoot, right? And I'm god damn, like what? And then she would do this thing where she would lick her hand, and then rub down there, and then lick her hand, and then rub down and lick her hand. Yes, bro, I'm fucking
okay.
having moments over here. We gonna quit. Then we have another part of this topic.
Yeah, but as long as that bitch don't lick her hand and grab these nuts, I'm all right with that. But as soon as they touch them nuts, bro, I'm over with, bro. They gotta relax with me. I can't help it, Jesus. Lord help me. This is how I was born. You them nuts, don't do it. I'm
Boy,
gone.
You with your sensitive nuts.
I'm gone out of here with that. All right, I ain't finna be flexing for these hoes out here. But don't touch these nuts. I gotta wear a sticky note on my chest when I fuck with a bitch just to let her know that I'm not Superman, bitch. Don't touch these here, though. I'm not made of iron concrete. My shit is don't touch them. All right, damn it. I'm not be out here flexing for bitches. Don't touch them. Damn it, I got my limits, so do she. If I rub behind that goddamn ear and kiss that neck, I bet a bitch neck snap back. But don't touch these nuts. All right, damn it, everybody got their shit. I ain't made of concrete. Don't fucking touch them. All right, Jesus gave me them, and it's for a reason. It helped me sleep good at night. Don't touch them until I tell you to do that. Because when I'm ready to get going, I'm going to tell you to reach back there, grab them, and then I'm going to go sleep.
Well, we got to take a breather. Oh shit! Did you hear what he said though? He said, "I gotta have a sticky note on my chest. Don't touch my nuts."
Yeah, you got a little bit. Don't be flexing for these bitches, man. That's how you get yourself wrapped up in the hospital somewhere with an aneurysm.
No,
don't
he
do
don't
you
want
gotta, you gotta
his
let bitches
soul
know your limits. I don't know what kind of drug addict Superman dude you fucking with, but I'm a human. My nuts got limits. You can't be fucking with me. I'm not on ecstasy when I fuck bitches. I'm not on Miley. Okay, I'm a sober man, and these nuts got limits. Don't fuck with them.
Aw, his nuts make the soul get snatched. Aw.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Girl, I know this might seem strange, but let me know if I'm out of order for stepping to you this way. See, I've been watching you for a while, and I just gotta let you know that I'm really feeling your style. 'Cause I had to know your name and leave you with my number, and I hope that you would call me someday. If you want, you can give me yours too, and if you don't, well, I ain't mad at you. We can still be cool, girl.
I'm not trying to pressure you, just can't stop thinking.
Surprised that you called, 'cause the way you walked away, I thought I wasn't gonna see you no more. Since you didn't wanna give me your man, I thought that you were digging me and wasn't digging me. But anyway, what you doing tonight? I'll probably be quitting my feet. If it's cool with you, maybe we'll swing by. You can just chill, or you can just chill with me, long as you're comfortable and you feel secure when you're with me. 'Cause
I'm not trying to pressure you, just can't stop thinking about you. You ain't even
MonsterUSRadio.com, and you can also find us on all social media. So let's see here. So let's see. I think did we already do all of our little topic stuff tonight? We about ready to come back to this pressure. Oh, we still got more.
We
what
didn't
we got?
Do your topic. Sober
drunken
or
sex.
You know, drunken, sober or drunken.
Okay, yeah, so that's my question. I want to know, which is better, sober or drunken sex? Get it? I mean, I guess I'll just put it out here. I would have to say for me, unfortunately, I would have to say drunken sex is better for me. I'm just saying, because if then it helps me relax, that and some good music. You know what I mean? You know, I usually would prefer some wine or something, you know what I mean? Some good music, a beautiful lady, set the mood, try to relax, get into it, get super involved. But I go through a lot, man. I'm just going to keep it one. I go through a lot on the day-to-day. I go through a lot of bullshit. I do a bullshit at work. I do bullshit on my way home from work. There's just so many things that's going on that I need help to let go of that, because I'll be thinking about that. Either that, or while I'm getting it in, I'm trying to count my strokes. God damn it. Not too fast. Does she like it? Okay. Stroke it out. Okay, I got to make it to the doggy style. Okay, from the doggy style. You know what I mean? I'm thinking too much. I'm concentrating.
Jesus, Lord.
Well, damn, you're making it a charm.
I'm concentrating. Yeah, I'm concentrating. I don't want to concentrate while I'm trying to get in that concentrate. You dig? I'm just saying, so I'd rather have me a little drink, forget about the world, and just bust all over your back. I'm just saying, that's just me. I'd rather have me a drink and just relax and let go. You think I ain't trying to think about shit else? I ain't, just close my eyes and say, that's just me.
Those sound effects don't be fucked off, man. Those sound effects be fucked off, bro. You gotta relax. God damn. That was crazy.
So, you know, that's just me. You know, I need a little help. So I would have to say drunken sex. That's what I would have to say. So
I'm going last.
All right, we'll go. I'm going last. All right. Oh, shit.
She's taking notes and shit.
Right,
oh, hell no. I'm just going last. Your turn. Let's go.
Oh, scare me. All right. Well, yeah, for me, though,
yeah.
Considering I'm actually a, I know the word get thrown around a lot, but I'm actually a real man, so I don't give a fuck about having fast sexual encounters. I don't care about the thing bitches be complaining about, a minute man busting fast and all that. I don't care nothing about that shit as long as I bust my nut. I don't care. So, me, I prefer goddamn sober sex. Even though when I'm drunk, I last longer. But, I mean, but when you sober, though, bro, you just get to feel it better. You dig what I'm saying, bro? The nut just be better when you sober and you thinking about it and it calm, and then you just be like, oh Lord, you drunk. You dig what I'm saying? Your body already got the numbing chemicals in it from the alcohol, and it's just not the same though. But you last longer. Your bitch might be a little bit more satisfied, but I like sober sex a little bit better. Even though I'm drunk every day though, I drink a pint of whiskey every night when I come home from work, a whole pint, but every night for the last over 4 years, I've been doing that shit though. But, bro, like, but when I have sex, though, sometimes I like to just be sober, though, bro, because it just feel better. Even though the shit go by quicker. But, see, this the problem, though, E-Monster, though. Bitches think when you bust a damn nut, the shit over with. Why we can't keep going? Just change the condom and come on back with it. Let me smoke a cigarette. I'm going to change the damn condom, wipe my shit off, smoke me a damn cigarette. I'm going to get a cup of water. And then when I come back at this bitch and throw this condom back on, then we going back at it again, and you going to get yours, baby. But they impatient. They don't like to just, because, damn it, like I said, the nuts. You know what I'm saying? That shit, if a bitch so happens to go back there and touch them and she don't know no better because I ain't had a stick in on, I ain't telling no better, then we might have to have a round two because I'm not going to last the first one. You dig what I'm saying, though? So I want to please the lady I'm fucking with, but sometimes shit don't work out. Other dudes be acting like they scared to be humans or some shit. Like bitches expect them to be robots and just they can type some shit in on a motherfucker's chest when they hit the abs and shit. And a bitch could just fuck 24 hours. Like, no, bitches, y'all gotta stop that shit. We human beings. Everybody dick different, all right? And if you think my dick ain't no better than the next man's, then you got problems in your fucking head. Because you think you supposed to just stop after I bust my nut the first damn time? No, ma'am. Like I said, I'm gonna get a cup of water, smoke a cigarette, and then I'm gonna come back and bust your brains out for round damn two, though. Why the hell bitches think the shit over when you bust one time? Who the fuck raising these hoes? Who raising them? Why they think the shit over with after one? Why the hell y'all keep thinking that, then? Where the fuck you going at? Why y'all keep thinking the shit over after one? It ain't over till I say it's over, and until you start screaming, then it might be a rape charge. But the shit ain't goddamn over, bitch, just because I bust one damn time. You got to relax. You need to talk to your mama about that. Your mama might be a hoe, because I don't know who the fuck raising y'all, but don't, y'all better quit thinking that damn shit, this shit over with after one pump. No, ma'am. One nut, you got to get the one. You must tell her, though. Shit, you got to get the one nut out the way anyway. The first one be the quickest one. You got to get that shit out the way. Then you can enjoy the rest of the goddamn night. Why the hell bitches be expected the most on the first one when that's the quickest one to come? Y'all gotta relax.
Right, right.
Damn it, the second one's the one you need to be judging on. The first one's supposed to come quicker than the rest.
Ooh.
All right.
Because honestly, the second one is the one you're going to enjoy the most. Because usually, and a lot of times, a dude will take it to the third. Now, by the third, ladies, I'm telling you, unless you got you some gel or something, your ass going to be talking about some, okay, you done yet?
I'm going to start firing that motherfucker.
Okay. If you go to the third, you got to eat it and then go to the third because we need that lube back. So if you eat it and then go to the third, then we good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'd rather just throw some petroleum jelly on that motherfucker.
Nah, because it's not the same. It's not the same. It's not the same
is.
Wetness.
My
not
spit and petroleum
jelly.
Petroleum jelly is actually thicker than my spit. It actually sits up there longer. My spit going to dry out in a second. Petroleum jelly actually lubricates for a lot longer than my spit going to do.
Well, it depends what kind of lube you got and what kind of pussy she got.
Oh, well, they got a lot of flavored lube out there nowadays. I had this lesbian friend of mine, this chick. She told me about all these different flavored lubes they got. Like, they got chocolate, mango. Mango's my pineapple's my favorite, but they got, like, chocolate, mango, strawberry. They got all these different edible massage oils and lubes. I'm all with the shits. All right, damn it, I'm with the shits on that. I lick a bitch from the forehead to the damn toenails and lather them down with that edible massage shit. I lick a bitch from the forehead to the toenails. I give no fucks about that shit. I'm all for the foreplay. You know what I'm saying? Because a brother don't last that long. So foreplay's got to be my biggest strength. All right, I don't have time to lie to bitches. All right, you're not going to have me 24 hours fucking. I'm going to die. All right, my heart is going to explode or I'm going to have
you
a stroke. That is just facts, all right? I mean, I'm a heavy smoker. I drink like a goddamn fish.
Right.
I work hard all day. My body's getting told to fuck up. I can't go 24 hours. I will die. You want me in a hospital behind some fucking?
No.
Is that what you want me to do? All right, see, you got to be considerate here, all right? Be considerate of me. God damn it, I'm being in a hospital if I ain't careful. I can't, the most longest I think I've ever goddamn went might have been an hour and a half in 25 years. Might have been. And I might have been on some shit that night because I used to fuck off and dabble in a little bit of every damn thing. Might have been fucked out. But I feel like
that's
if you could go longer
question.
Than an hour, brother, you might need to check something. Might have
e,
some nerve damage.
How long have you went? how long have you went? His is an hour.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't watch the clock. I stretched some nights out before. I stretched some nights out before. Don't get it wrong now, and I don't piss some women off at the same time. I'm just saying.
I mean, I don't have nerve damage,
either way.
So.
It all depends with me. It really does. It just all depends.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure on your drunk nights, you go a little bit longer than on your sober nights because you don't have nerve damage. But the alcohol actually gives you temporary nerve damage in your genitalia. You dig what I'm saying?
And,
so on a sober damn night, if you don't have nerve damage problems on sober nights, you won't last that long. But then if you drink alcohol, that should give you damn temporary nerve damage in your genitalia. They cheating out here. This shit ain't fair. All right? If you want to claim you the king of fucking, be sober and fuck bitches. Don't be out here on Miley's ecstasy and all this other shit and cocaine trying to fuck a bitch on Hennessy. No, that's cheating. All right? If you're going to claim yourself the king of fucking bitches, then you need to be sober when you do the damn shit. That'll eliminate 90% of the dudes out here bragging right now. That'll eliminate 90% of them. We already know that for a fact. And women need to stop looking at dudes as robots. We got hearts. We got blood pressure. We got bad knees. All this other. We got ailments. All right? We grown men out here. You ain't fucking little boys. You ain't fucking little goddamn. You ain't fucking little boys in they're 17, 18. You ain't fucking little boys. You talking to grown, hardworking men out this bitch. We got elements. All right? And if you ain't considerate of that, just like we're going to be considerate of your ass when you have your little time of the month shit. You think we finna go down there and be munching on the carpet when you down there looking like somebody done spilled some red Kool-Aid? No, ma'am. Okay, that's just not natural shit, though, brother. We're not vampires. We don't do shit like that. You dig what I'm saying? It's not natural. So the same way that we're considerate about that, y'all need to be considerate of our ailments and understand that we're not robots. I know they got robots now, but do you want to spend $15,000 to get you a robot dick? No, ma'am. All right? So you're going to have to bear with us, women. Bear with us, unless you want to spend $15,000 for a male dick robot in your bedroom. Bear with us. Real men got ailments. And unless you got nerve damage, you got to relax. All right, there might be some brothers out here that got nerve damage. They might have some trauma in their childhood that damaged the nerves in their genitalia. They might can fuck a bitch for 3 days straight and don't give a fuck, break a sweat, nothing. But goddamn it, the real men out here that don't have nerve damage in their genitalia, though, bitch, relax. All right? Don't be looking at us like robots. We have limits. Go, matter of fact, if you want that shit, go find one of these brothers with nerve damage and childhood trauma so they can fuck you longer. That's what you're looking for. But real hard working, man, we got ailments and we don't have nerve damage in our genitalia. The shit worked fine. It's how Jesus made it. We supposed to reproduce out here. The shit ain't supposed to have damage and take 3 days to make a baby. Shit's supposed to be quick and sweet. All right? That's how the shit was made. Relax.
Right. So, all right. So, let's see. Did you say yours, Miss Unbelievable? Because we are at the end of the show, but you still got to get yours in.
I like drunk sex. It's better.
Okay.
Every round. All rounds was good with drunk sex.
Okay. And why?
Because there's no pressure. Like, you're just having fun. You're not thinking. You're not, you know, reacting
conscious
over shit. You just having some fun.
But you don't remember
you're
it,
not
though.
Thinking about shit. I'm just saying. You don't remember. I'm just talking about the liberty of your body. I'm not talking about, you know, like then just totally
so you like
you
men
can't
that can
remember
go for a long time.
I like men who pleasures.
That's another way of saying go for a long time. But okay, I got you.
No, because if I bust off and get a good one in that good 20 minutes, I'm good. But if you want to go longer, I'm good there too. So it all depends.
No, I really,
like,
be honest with you, I don't think men want to go longer. I just think sometimes they can't help it because you get tired.
I know girls get tired too. Shit. Y'all is in our shit.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, y'all.
That's what I'm saying.
Wait.
Yeah, that's
how
what I'm saying.
Y'all
women should want the dudes that don't last that long.
Can we? But it all depends. You know, it all depends how the night is going. And all depends, you know, if we're enjoying it. And then
well,
you
what's
know
your longest sexual encounter? Let's ask you that one.
I went like, you know, from sun up to sundown. But I was, you know.
That is unholy. No, that's not Christian. No, ma'am. Don't, no. No, don't slide by that like you ain't just say what you just said. You fucking, that was a demon you was having sex. No, ma'am. That was a demon. You had demon dick. No, ma'am. Damn it. That is not holy. That's not Christian or biblical in any sense. That is, no, that's not of this world, okay? That don't happen on earth. That's, no, ma'am. You need to go talk to your mother. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. That's not natural.
Even Viagra got
it. That's not natural.
But in my defense, I was on break from work. And, I mean, that was just, yeah.
God bless your heart. Is your blood pressure high? By any chance, though, you have high blood pressure problems? This is a serious question, though, but, like, do you have high blood pressure problems? You ever checked it on a daily basis? No?
I've checked it. It's good now. It's good.
It's good now, but was it high at one point?
Yeah, when I was married, shit. Hell yeah, every day.
You was married?
But, yes.
Is that when the sun up, sundown thing happened?
No.
Oh Lord Jesus. No. Yeah, that was a demon. No, don't do that. Don't say that out loud anymore to nobody. Next time we have this show on Wednesday, don't say that no more out loud to nobody. Because these ladies listening is thinking that is going to be, they, you had sex with a demon.
But wait,
baby.
Can I just say this? Let me just say this. Let me just say this. It was an experiment. I just wanted to see if I could do it, and I did. However, I would never do it again because.
Right. The demon got out of you after
much.
That.
It was
yeah,
bit.
Did you have an exorcism afterwards, or how did it leave?
No, I just waited like 3 days, and then, you know, we did it again for a few hours.
Right. Did you go to church Sunday afterwards?
Yes, I did.
There
yes,
you go. Jesus saved your life, baby. Yeah, don't never go back on that. Jesus saved you from that, all right? Don't never go back.
Well, actually, I end up marrying him. And then divorcing. So I didn't get enough. I should have known better.
Yeah, he was a demon. You did the right thing. He was a demon. You was right to get away from that. Very good for
yeah.
you. Good
yeah,
job.
Thank you.
You did good.
And
hope your
you.
I think
thank
your vagina
you.
Thanks you as well. Your vagina thanks you too though, because that demon
yes,
dick can really
it could
put
it
a lot
does.
Of scars, ruptures, and bruises on that thing down there. Don't do that. You're supposed to make
but
it look
good
pretty.
Thing is she good. She oh, it's pretty. Oh, she real pretty because she recovered. We went into recovery
right.
mode. You know, it's we covered. You know, it's training.
Okay,
no,
I
don't
get
play. Hold on.
I gotta get
she went to the hospital, came back six, eight.
God damn.
I gotta get out of here. Where Wednesday, man? Ain't no telling what the hell can happen. Tune in tomorrow at Comic Cafe, where we talk about issues and concerns, and we vent on the couch. And tomorrow, I'm going to vent about Wet Wednesday. So, all right. Y'all want to say goodbye, and then we up out of here.
Thank y'all for listening. We love you much. Mwah. I'm Miss Unbelievable. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
All right, y'all, we up out of here. Have a monstrous night. Deuces.